Hey, everybody. This is Eric with another weekly Random Chatter News Roundup. I know it's been a while since I've done one. Apologize for that. The last couple of weeks have been pretty intensive family-wise. But we're back with the News Roundup. This is for February 26th, 2018. And I want to start out with one that's a little bit controversial. Tomorrow, Tuesday, February 27th, Netflix is releasing a new reality special called The Push. In the show, British psychological illusionist Darren Brown takes someone who doesn't know he's on a reality show, puts him into a scenario with 17 paid actors, and through an escalating scenario, tries to convince him to commit murder. For real. Or at least this person thinks it's for real. I'm going to save my rant on this one for this week's Short Circuits podcast, so be sure to check that out. Do you remember Jay Hernandez from The Expanse? He played Havelock in season one. He is now going to be playing Magnum PI in the upcoming reboot. He'll be playing Thomas Magnum, an ex-Navy SEAL, who after leaving the military after a tour in Afghanistan becomes a private detective. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. I think, you know, we talk a lot about reboots. There are some I think that could actually work well. I'm not into Hawaii Five-O, but I think that one's turned out pretty well, even though it's not my kind of show. I respect the fact that they've made a good show out of it. There have been some other things that I'm in favor of. I'm in favor of the new Tomb Raider reboot, for example. And I think the Magnum PI reboot could turn out okay. We'll see. Bill Gates is going to be appearing on an episode of The Big Bang Theory. What's his connection to Penny? I'm sorry, this isn't a spoiler podcast. I can't tell you that. The Muppets are being rebooted again, at least according to Hollywood Reporter. And I think this could be a good thing too, maybe. Now, in case you forgot, The Muppets were rebooted for a season back in 2016 for ABC. I think it was a good idea that was horribly executed. I think that, the writers were accused, rightfully so, in my opinion, of taking the characters in directions that pretty much destroyed the nature of who the characters were. And by the time they brought in new writers to correct the problem, the damage was already done. Now, personally, I'm in favor of this reboot. I think that The Muppets is a great franchise. I think it's got a lot of potential. And I think it'd be a shame to just let it stagnate because of what the last group did to it. So I'm looking forward to this. Superstore is getting a fourth season on NBC, which is also a good thing. I really like that show. I think it's turned out better than I expected it to be. I was a little nervous about it at first, but it's a good show. So it'll be coming back for season four. We already know that Stranger Things is coming back for season three. However, it's only going to have 8 episodes like the first season instead of 9 episodes like the second season. Come on, guys. How hard is it to give us one more episode? Oh, well. LeBron James is producing a reboot of House Party with two of the writers from the FX series Atlanta, Stephen Glover and Jamal Allouri. Christopher Columbus will be the guy who did the Harry Potter movies. He will be writing and directing the upcoming Five Nights at Freddy's movie. If you're not familiar with Five Nights at Freddy's, it's an insanely popular smartphone game series based on basically a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant, kind of a knockoff of Chuck E. Cheese, where the animatronics come to life at night and try to kill the security guards. So it's actually not bad, but box office results for this week. Wow. So Black Panther did as well in its second weekend as most movies dream of doing in their first weekend. It brought in $108 million in its second weekend, already passing the $400 million cap that we have on the movie draft. So that's week two. Game Night premiered at number two with $16.6 million. Peter Rabbit in its third week brought in $12.5 million. Annihilation opened at number four, which is really sad. I was looking forward to this movie. I still am. I haven't seen it yet. It brought in $11 million in its opening weekend. I was really expecting this to do better than Game Night. I look forward to Game Night too. I'm going to go see it this week, but wow, fourth place. 50 Shades Free wraps up the top five with another about $7 million for a total of $90 million across its 3 weeks of release. Now the movie draft. Like I said, Black Panther's already reached the $400 million cap in its first 10 days. So I'm sure Lizzie's really happy. However, she did put all of her eggs in one basket here. So we'll see how long that lead lasts. In the meantime, Andrea's in second place with $170 million, then Lou at $123 million, and then Carrie at $107 million. Tim and Shannon have a lot of catching up to do. I think they're at about $83 million and $50 million, respectively. Tim still has Death Wish and Red Sparrow. Shannon has Love, Simon, and Tomb Raider. So they've each got a movie, at least one movie, that could do really well. However, Lou still has Sherlock Gnomes and Ready Player One. Andrea still has Pacific Rim. Carrie still has A Wrinkle in Time. So bad news for Tim and Shannon. I don't think you're going to win this one. I think it's going to be a three-way race to get ahead of Lizzie this time around. Now, at the moment, in the audience draft, Bob D is ahead with $440 million. Again, thanks to Black Panther. Erasure's in second place with $387 million. He's been successfully playing the quantity game so far. Todd C is in third place with $361 million, also going for quantity and gambling on Ready Player One. So we still have a lot of movies coming up. I think most of the big tentpoles are through. A couple are still coming up, but it's still anyone's game for the audience draft, so we'll see how that goes. Now, the Random Chatter Fantasy Movie League. If you're not familiar with it, this is done through fantasymovieleague.com. This is not something we run. We just have our own league within that website system. And anybody can participate. It's free. I'll give you some instructions here in a second. The results for this weekend, this is not a quarterly thing like our movie draft that we do in-house. This is an every week sort of thing. And there is a running total, but because different people have joined at different times, we really only just focus on a per weekend rating. Okay, so this weekend was a lot like last weekend. It was a little hard to make some decisions because with tentpole films, Fantasy Movie League breaks it up over the three individual days. So for The Last Jedi, for example, instead of doing the weekend box office results for that film, they broke it up into Friday night's results, Saturday night's results, Sunday night's results. So each one of those were its own choice that you could make. And the goal is you have 8 screens within your virtual theater. And you have to assign movies to each of those screens. You can double up. You can have, 3 screens showing Annihilation if you wanted to. And then 2 screens showing Game Night and then whatever else is left. And you get 1,000 credits to spend. And the price for the movies is based on differing factors, generally past week's performance or predictions for the upcoming week, et cetera. They have their own system that determines what the pricing for the films is going to be. So this was a little rough because for the second weekend, Black Panther was broken up into its individual nights instead of the entire weekend. And they were expensive because everybody knew Black Panther was going to do really well in its second week. I chose badly. I did Black Panther on Saturday, which I figured would bring in the most of the three weekend days. And it did. It was the star performer for the weekend. Every weekend, Fantasy Movie League assigns one film to be its star performer, meaning based on the cost of that film to put into your theater, it had the best turnaround, the best bang for the buck. Okay, so I did pick that star film. And if you pick a star film, you get a bonus. You get a bonus $2 million, I think, to your overall amount for the weekend. However, I didn't have a lot of money left to spend. And of the films I thought that would do well, I had to choose between Game Night and Annihilation. And of course, comedies are kind of hit and miss. I hadn't read any reviews on this one yet, so I didn't know how it was going to go. That's my own fault. I meant to read some reviews and come back in and change my results later, and I ran out of time and got distracted. I chose Annihilation, and it didn't go well. I had 3 screens for Annihilation. I had 4 empty screens, and they take off $2 million for each empty screen you have. So did not do well. Out of, I think, the 13 or 14 people we have playing, I managed to get 11th place. This was the worst performance I've had so far. Lou, on the other hand, is in the lead right now. He has 2 screens playing Black Panther's Friday Night Returns, plus Game Night, Greatest Showman, Early Man, 2 screens of Maze Runner, and The Post. So he brought in a total of $82.5 million for the weekend. Bob D is in second place with $81.4 million. John takes third place with $80.4 million. And Wim is so close behind John. Very, very close second place. Fred's also very close in fifth place. Tim, are you still playing Fantasy Movie League, dude? Because I don't see you here in the top 5. So, I'll have to rub that in his nose later. The perfect theater for this weekend was Friday and Saturday's Black Panther, Every Day, Early Man, The Post, and then three screens of The Shape of Water. That would have been the absolute perfect scoring theater for this weekend. If you'd like to join our league, well, first of all, go over to fantasymovieleague.com and create an account if you haven't already, or you can get there through our invite link. If you go to randomchatter.com/FML, that's the screen to go and view the results. But if you go to FML invite, that is the link to then join our league. So create an account, go to randomchatter.com/FML invite. That'll get you into our league. There's a forums posting room there as well, where you can discuss the results or the upcoming stuff or talk strategies, whatever you want. So that will put you into the overall league, so you can check your standings against everybody, but then also the Random Chatter family as well. New releases coming up this week in theaters. We have Death Wish and Red Sparrow. I did not see a Rotten Tomatoes rating for Death Wish. Red Sparrow's at 67%, which for this type of movie is not too bad. So, okay. New on DVD this week, we have Murder on the Orient Express and Darkest Hour. These have already been available on iTunes for a week or two. Murder on the Orient Express was surprisingly good. If you think you might like it, you probably will. It was done really, really well. If it looks like it's going to bore you to tears, then it's maybe not your type of movie and you should avoid it. But that and Darkest Hour are out. They're both really good. Ferdinand is going to be out on DVD. Just Getting Started is out. New on iTunes, apparently The Shape of Water is coming out this week and is still available in Fantasy Movie League. Go figure. On streaming, Jessica Jones Season 2 is not out this week, but it's coming very soon, March 8th. So I wanted to give you guys a heads up on that. And that is it for this week of the Random Chatter News Roundup. Be sure to check out all of our other shows at randomchatter.com. And we would love to hear from you. Send us your feedback. You can send it to randomchatter@randomchatter.com. That is it for this week. Until next time, take care.